says Torah in Parshas Korach. Ma'at mikem ki yivdil elokei Yisrael etzchem mehadas Yisrael lakiv etzchem mehlov lavod es avodasam mishkan Hashem lama lufnei yadol lisharsum. Right, so Korach is tiny. So what's this idea of Ma'at Mikem? You deal with case, so it's not enough that Hashem made you special to the Misharis as Hashem, to be a Levi, that you also want to be a Kohen? So the Sefer Yismach Moshe, and then it says, Vayishlach Moshe lekro ladosu v'laviram, ha'ma'at ki elisanu me'eretz ovad kol avad vash, lamiteinu ma'midbar, his hystarer aleinu kam hystarer. So the Yismach Moshe, page 5, says like this. On the page 5 on the left side, V'ata. Okay? V'ata. Nomer od alpima sheperashti parashas v'yishlach. Pasuk katolti mikol ha'chasodim. Az l'gerish. Or Ravi?
It's Machlokas.
Yeah. What do you do?
We do Az L'Gerish.
Az L'Gerish. Okay. I give people Yashkara if they can do it Az L'Gerish.
No, it's just a Gerish.
Az L'Gerish.
Just a Gerish.
Just
a Gerish. It's not an Az L'Gerish.
It's always Mela El, so it's Az L'Gerish.
Not a Ravi.
Ta'at, it's just a Gerish, not an Az L'Gerish.
Right.
I don't want like the people who like Kata Aunty.
Nothing's that different, just the way it sounds.
Yeah, I have a whole. I think I gave it a packet once.
Minister of Shminis.
Shekain derech Hashleimim. So he says like this. Shema Hashem Kabbalim Tovus V'Chasodim Gedolim Hashem Esparach Hu Machin Atzmo Yoser. You see, the two people. One type of person, Hashem gives them something, gives them Shefa. And they become a Balgaiva. Because look how much I have. A lot of people like that. They get a prestigious position, they get this, and they think they can be ruling over everyone. They become big Balgaiva. And then there's another type of person where you give him something and he's humbled. That I feel, you know, so that's what Yaakov said, Yaakov Avinu. Katolti mikol hasodim. Shekein derech hashleimim. Shema shebekablim tovas v'chasodim gedolus me'Hashem Yisbarach hu maktin atzmo yoser. Nase koton be'enav ma'od. Omro belibo ma'ani ki eskel hazeh. He says, oh, you know, he's humbled. Who am I that you should have given me such a thing? Okay, miskayim b'yodo hatovas v'chasodim. So somebody who has that attitude that you give him something and he's humbled, he's going to keep those things because he has humility. But if he becomes a Baal Gaiva, Hashem said, "Afilu, I know to say lachem gedula atem amatim eschem." As the Gemara says, "Lo mirubchem." The sadi gedula, he says, some people you give them gedula, and they the sadi gedula paro. So what is the next? Mi Hashem asher eshma bekolo. Nasati gedula nirvuchanetzer, ele ambamosi av adam leelyon. So, in other words, the people of Balagava, that you give them something, you give them power, you give them prestige, they take it to the head. But Avram Avinu, he gets, what does he say? Anochi Ofar Ve'efer. What does David HaMelech say? Anochi Tolas V'lo Ish. What does Moshe and Aaron say? Nachnum Na. So that's the pshat katonti, mikol hachasodim. Yaakov says katonti. So he says like this on page 6. Hachanami, Omer Moshe Rabbeinu, ki odeh Hashem, mi shemaktin atzmo odeh hagdula zeroi eleha. So who should be appointed to something special? Person who gets humbled by the gedula, a person who has the gedula and therefore becomes a balgaiva, he could, you know, and there's so many people like that in the world, you know, they're not roy. Okay, roy hahefresh ki atem al yedei hagedula shenasal lachem hakadosh baruch hu inechem mehem miskaten al yada rak adrav rabrim. So he says that's pshat. That Moshe is saying to Korach, he's saying, "Hamaat mikem, very Moshe Korach, shumu rabrei levi. Hamaat mikem, ki yivdilo ke Yisrael." In other words, he's learning the pshat. Hamaat mikem means, "Were you mamait yourself? Did you humble yourself because you became a Levi? Did that humble you?" He says, "If it did, then you're roy l'kach. But if it's not," and that is the way he's saying it's not. Hama'at mikem, meaning were you? It's a rhetorical question. As were you mamait yourself? The answer is no. Echa mikem nismait ve'inav al yidei kiv deal kemosh roy lios. But you're becoming baligaiva. Aaron mahu, meaning he says mahu. Who am I? So Aaron was mamait himself when he gets gedula. So that shows that he's royal gedula. So ma'at mikem, as Moshe says to Korah, are you mamait yourself? The answer is no, you're not. You're looking for more. Aaron, mahu. He says mahu. Who am I? Then he's royal kach. And that's how the Yitzchak Moshe says. And it's pointed out, I think the Ephraim and Rav pointed out, that the Chasam Sofer says the same thing, on page 7. Hama'at mikem ki yivdil eskem, mikashtem gam kuhuna, yishlo maradach dosiv ki atem hama'at. Shemidech avdi Hashem v'shoi mitzvoso, shekol od shemosifim lo gdula, aber hiu mosif anova v'shiflos. Okay, now. He's saying to Moshe Rabbeinu that what good was Yitzias Yisrael if only it was good for you? Retaining against Moshe that you weren't Mamai. Obviously that wasn't true, but that's the Hamaat Mikem Lo Mirubkem Ki Matem Hamaat, you're Mamai as Asmachem, and that's Katoti Mikol HaChasodim, and that's what the Noam Megodim says on the Pasuk of Kadesh Likol Bechor. Chorus Chashivas. Zel Mamar on page 14. First column, bottom line. Zel Mamar calls him Kadesh Likol Bechor. Or Tzolomer, Ki Kol HaChashivas Shechanot HaShem Yisrael Lehem Parah Torah Hem Osha Hem Gedula that's Bechor. Kol Hashiv is Morim L'chol Kadesh Li Al Zeh. Lol is Kadesh Li Bechor, the Hashiv is, that should make you Kadesh. But not a gal. Lo nisnasos of the galus mo limrod b'Hashem. Heto karechem. Inecha ma'orachem in Yisrael kiminus hanova n'michus. Shachomim higidu v'sefer u'udu loves of Azariah sh'orol v'nei ha'teva v'yom k'nufta t'ani sibor. Loves of Azariah was davening for the Omid, the t'ani sibor.
Right.
Ramar chavdal rononos lo nana achabar Rav Akiva nana amlo ha'adova lo el shazem avir amidosav. That's why he was listening. Misi Matsu Kibosa. Derek Hanova. And what it's saying is that for the Balgaiva, he also will lose. He also will lose it. In other words, so this is the Yisod. Hashem gives Shefa to a person, and to see whether he's a person of Shleimus or not a person of Shleimus, if he's Mamayit himself. Aaron was reminded himself. Aaron, Mahu. He says, Mahu, who am I? Then he's royal account. He keeps it. But Moshe is saying to Korah, but you B'nai Levi, you want more. You weren't reminded. Meaning, literally it means, it's not enough for you, Shekiel, but then darshaning Hamabekem means, will you remind yourself? Will you remind yourself? And to that, the answer is no. So he says, you're not royal account. And it's interesting, later in the Parsha, where it speaks about the Matnas Kuhuna, page 18, it says, V'yom HaShem Ma'aram Ba'artzam Bol Simcha, V'chelek Lo Yem Cho B'socham, Ani Chalcha V'nachal Oscha B'soch V'nei Yisrael. So Hashem says to Aaron, right, the Kohanim are not going to have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. I didn't bracket here, but in Mishnas Rabaran, in the Chumash, he says that, so what does it mean? They don't get a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So how do they get the parnasa? Do they have the trumas and maisus? Trumas and maisus. So Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal, yes, the kasha. He says that's the parnasa. Page 20. That's the parnasa of the kohanim to get trumas and levim to get trumas and maisus. But he has a kasha. This is his kasha. He says, in the bottom paragraph, "Yinei dinei haTorah b'trumas u'maisus hein ba'ofen zeh she'ish l'Yisrael kama eitzos lipater." In other words, trumas u'maisus is something that you could easily circumvent by, you know, bringing it in through the back door, and all those halachas of through Mekach u'Memkai, Kinyan is pater. So there's a lot of ways to get out of it. So wouldn't you think this is like why would the Torah, if Hashem wants to provide parnasa for the Kohanim Levim, he shouldn't have made it in a way that, yeah, there's so many loopholes that you can get out of it. I wouldn't want somebody who's giving me parnasa to have so many loopholes that he won't have to pay me. Right? So why is it that? That's his kasha. If I can, wouldn't it be better in Menuchas HaNefesh that you know you're having, you get the Parnassa? So what's the pshat? So he says like this. The pshat is, yeah, Umeata, page 21, left side. Umeata, Pisa Nir Elvar. Shenikma say the troops of Mises Kuhn V'Ofen HaOmer. Afshe Ein Zen L'Chvodom Shol B'nei L'Shev Levi. It's not right. It's not Kovedik that their whole Panasa could be, you know, loopholed out. Yetama Na'al Guvish Ein Sakonis, because the biggest Sakona in life is Gaiva. Ki Acha She Tafkidim V'Horos HaMishpat L'Lishpor Mitzmer Rav Mitzrichim L'Lam. Everyone needs them, right? Paskin Shailas, you can become a Bal Gaiva. Yes, the bigger Talmidei Chachamim. So, if there everything was set for them, then it's a sakon of gaiva. Everyone's, you know, looking up to you, and your parnasa is set 100%. That can create gaiva. So So therefore, the Torah wanted to give them a way that their panasa is always in question. Is always in question. So therefore, they'll never become a Baal Gaiva. He's always going to worry. You know, is it going to come in? Am I going to, you know? And he says, because the chisaron of the nisayon of gaiva is the biggest nisayon. So therefore, Hashem wants to give them a parnasa, but in a way that they won't create gaiva, so they'll always be in a suffix. You know, maybe this month the Klal Yisrael is going to take it through the front door, the back door, and they won't give me trumas and maisers. So they'll always have that dependence on Klal Yisrael, and therefore that will be a shmira that there shouldn't be any gaiva. And that's how Rav Aaron Kotler explains. So the first part of the shiur we discuss hama'at mikem, and when we get shefa, we have to make sure we're humbled by it, as opposed to somebody who's not. But on the other hand, the shefa that's given to the Kohanim and Levim is given in a way that, as Rabbi Harai says, there are always going to be loopholes. So it's iffy. Meila, nonetheless, doesn't matter. Hashem is going to continue, but you just have to have emunah. So you shouldn't just be a big, because if a person has it all set up, he has everything. You see, in life, it's very easy to become a Baal Gaiva. So therefore, the Kohanim and Levim get a parnasa in a way that they're always worried. You know, maybe that's Bochle Aman. That's the famous Chazal that every day they had hope that the man is going to fall again. It wasn't that it fell, that's the famous concept.
That's Amunah Sitechem.
Yeah,
Amunah.
Amunah Sitechem. You know that it's going to grow. You have to have Amunah that the produce is going to come. So that's the Hama'ad Mikem, he will give you something like, so, Malas Hachno B'Shas Kabbalah Sashefa. I don't know how the word Derech Hatzadik, because that's supposed to be there. Maybe get put in from some members who was white out. But Malas Hachno, shouldn't say Derech Hatzadik, Malas Hachno B'Shas Kabbalah Sashefa. Hama'ad Mikem, will you remind yourself? Not, the Pashup Shah Hama'ad Mikem, it wasn't enough for you, but the way that Yismach Moshe and Chasam Sofer and Hama'at Mikem, will you remind yourself? Aaron was, but you seem not to be. So therefore, you're not. And that is the idea. Malas Hachnoa and Anova B'Shas Kabbalah Sashefa. But the person's humbled by Gadol Avinu. Katonti, I'm humbled. I'm not really Royal Kach, and he's humbled. Then that'll stay with it. But all these the people who have become Billy Bali Gaiva, and then they're going to lose it all. They're going to lose all their power, they're going to lose all the. They're going to lose it. Because they let it, you know, to the head. And that's the Yisod. That's why Hashem was afraid. So he built into the system, Rav Aaron Kotler says, that the Matnas Kahuna should come in a way that there's so many loopholes to circumvent it. Because it's so easy to fall in the trap of God.
So for the Kohen and Levim, the state of lack of Menuch HaTamedah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's, even though it would be better that she had Menuch HaTamedah, right. But the Sakon of Gaiva is so much that we don't want it to creep in. Okay.